there, robbed a old Banyan 7-Eleven with a .22 rifle, committed some other burglaries and what have you. All this time I was on probation, juvenile probation. Eventually I turned myself in for this stuff and battery. I think I made a confession or something. I can't even remember exactly, you know. So I'm told I did, you know.
He had told us he had robbed stores, and we kind of laughed. Sure, we know you have. He said, you know, and I give him one of my hats, this kind of old Bonnie and Clyde looking hat, you turn sideways. He said, look, we'll draw your little mustache, walk near that gun. I said, nobody know who you are. About 2 o'clock that morning, I was asleep, and the phone rang. I said, hello. He said, this is David. And I said, David Harris. He said, yeah. He said, I did it. Will you come get me? I said, man, I'm not coming to get you. I'm asleep.
He didn't have a conscience, you know. You know, if I do something bad, you know, it kind of gets me. I feel, you know, shocked. You know, I shouldn't have done that. I feel bad about it. It didn't bother him at all.